Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, April 25th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Massive losses for Disney. Putin attends Orthodox Easter Mass. Families accrue more debt than ever before. Drivers rank the worst traffic in the USA. Also ahead, President Biden is living the dream. But first, Disney stock dropping fast, shares off 9% in the past 10 days after the company challenged Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay bill. Paper losses now top $50 billion. Governor DeSantis signing legislation in Florida that terminates Disney's special self-governing status in the Sunshine State. The measure strips the company of tax breaks. In addition, the Disney brand has lost major credibility. More on this later. Vladimir Putin attending Easter Mass in the Russian Orthodox Church, that branch of Christianity now supporting the dictator's brutal war in Ukraine, calling the conflict a, quote, battle for the soul of civilization. The UN estimates 15,000 soldiers have been killed on both sides since the fighting began, but nobody really knows. We do know thousands of civilians are dead. Doesn't sound like something Jesus would approve of, Russian Orthodox Church. Americans now carrying more debt than ever before. As of March, U.S. households owe $15 trillion. Biggest factors, credit cards and home mortgages. Inflation also hammering the family budget. The consumer price index rising at the fastest pace in four decades, which may sink the Democratic Party in November. New report from Fox News ranks the worst traffic in America. Cities are judged by time in the car compared to distance traveled. Top of the list, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York City, Houston. But the worst spot for motorists, Washington, D.C. Drivers in the nation's capital waste 150 hours every year sitting in traffic. Folks looking to avoid gridlock might go to Kansas. People in Wichita experience just 5 minutes of traffic each day. In a moment, Joe Biden, living the dream. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the presidential American dream. You know them. Some folks who are so detached from reality and have constructed a fantasy place that provides comfort from the cold, cruel world. These people hide in plain sight. Let's get specific. According to polls, about 35% of Americans still think President Biden is doing a good job. I guess these are the same folks that believe in the Easter Bunny, who just last week led old Joe away from reporters. On the other side, a few days after the election of 2020, I told my audience the vote would not be overturned unless massive evidence of electoral fraud was presented to the federal courts. Well, I took a lot of heat from the Trump dreamers who objected to my analysis, which of course turned out to be true. People believe what they want to believe. Most of us can be persuaded by facts, but a substantial minority cannot. They feel secure in the dream world they have created. Hustlers of all kinds exploit the dreamers. Craven politicians at the top of that list. The Green New Deal is a great example. It is simply preposterous to believe that alternative energy can fuel this country anytime soon. Yet we have a president who attacked the fossil fuel industry on his first day in office, using climate change as justification. The result has been a painful reality: massive inflation. The truth is, Joe Biden lives in a dream world. Of that, I am certain. And part of that construct is looking away from vexing problems, like chaos at the southern border, like horrendous violent crime, like progressive indoctrination of students. We could go on. The point is that the dream weavers who continue to back Joe Biden don't really care that he often walks with Dorothy and Toto on the proverbial yellow brick road. The Biden people have convinced themselves that their guy will return us all to Kansas in the end. He will not. Now, some Trump people remain dreamers as well, although the historical fact is the Don provided effective governance on many levels, something Biden is not doing. But progressive dreamers, including many in the corporate media, will not accept that and are now rejecting fact-based reality across the board. To them, Kamala is amazing, the Black Lives Matter crew noble, cancel culture positive, socialism is justice. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream, and it was stellar. But the martyred reverend did not live in a dream world. He understood the importance of character and the power of realism. He also knew that people of fairness and positive accomplishment do not live in fantasy places. That flight obscures both accomplishment and wisdom. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. Also, in 8 days, my new book, Killing the Killers, A Secret War Against Terrorists, hits the marketplace. In a moment, something you might not know.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Is the Walt Disney Company the worst corporation in the USA? Well, they must be in the running. The Mouse Factory is now facing a fierce national backlash after opposing Florida's parental rights law. Here's how Disney went from Walt to woke. In early March, the company publicly challenged a bill in Florida that bars teachers from discussing gender identities with children ages 5 to 8. Said Disney CEO Bob Chapek, quote, "I called Governor DeSantis this morning to express our disappointment and concern that if the legislation becomes law, it could be used to target LGBT kids and families," unquote. Well, the proposal did become law, and the Walt Disney Company continued its descent. Since then, things have not gone well for the House of Mouse. Polls now show 70% of Americans are less likely to do business with Disney if that company continues to promote a sexual agenda among little kids. The corporation currently faces boycotts in 35 states. The slogan "Ditch Disney" was the most searched item on social media in March. The Disney company has lost at least $50 billion in value over the last 6 weeks because its stock price has tanked. But Mickey's troubles don't stop there. The company also faces scrutiny over its relationship with China. Disney began censoring its movies for the communists way back in 1996. Today, it removes all content considered inappropriate in Beijing. They make the call. 15% of Disney's profits come from China. Disney also promotes far-left opinions spewed every day on The View and other progressive programs on ABC. Then there's the outrageous price to visit the theme parks. A ticket for a day at Disney World averages $120 a person, parking $35. The median hotel price at Disney World, $350 a night. All in, it costs the average family $1,000 a day to visit Disney. Nice, right? Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.